Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jim Cantarucci is our guest, our good friend, author of Personal Brilliance. JimCantarucci.com is the website, two C's before the I on the end there. Hey, Jim, thanks again for being here. We're talking about communication. We're talking about leadership. And you've got some, not radical, but sort of not regular ideas about how to communicate leadership. And I think it really emanates from the fact that I believe that leadership is where you find it. I've actually talked to people, mostly egghead professors, who think you shouldn't train your managers to be leaders. Now, how stupid is that? And I've actually had people tell me that. I said, you know what? I said, let me tell you how wrong I think that is. I think you should hire your janitor and your truck driver to be a leader. You should train them, your janitor and your truck driver, to be a leader. What do you think, Jim?
That's why we get along, Jim. Yeah, I absolutely agree with that.
That was the most ridiculous thing. These were the same people who say you only find entrepreneurs. The only entrepreneurs are the people whose companies are going to be gazelles or unicorns, you know, which is ridiculous.
Well, let's talk about academics. There were some studies that were done about what we're talking about. Let me give you the example. This was a scenario where a company who made kitchen ranges had a quality problem. And so here's how they did their communication. Listen to this. They brought all of their supervisors, just their supervisors, across the street to the hotel ballroom. They had one of those accordion doors in the middle. They had a senior leader who said, we are terrible in quality, and here are all the statistics and where we stand. Then they opened the accordion wall, and there were five kitchen ranges. They were one of the top five in the world of building kitchen ranges. Mm-hmm. But there were two sets of each. It was their competitor range intact and then in little pieces. And then they let the supervisors go around and look at that, and then they sent them back to work. That was the communication. Mm-hmm. 3 days later, they tested frontline employees, and over 95% knew where they stood in the quality rankings, what the major issues were with their ranges versus the others. Mm-hmm. Communication happens. The supervisors, the sergeants, carry that message. So that test was done in a strict way of not adding memos and other things, right? Just to see how that message would carry forward, and it does. The sergeants carry the message. We want them to be empowered to do that.
Well, and in most small businesses, there's not much trickle down in most small businesses, as you know, Jim. When it's there are not a lot of secrets in the small business, right? We're so close, we're so tight, and so that's one thing that helps. But the main thing is that I see in a small business is the owner having information that they think they should keep to themselves when that's a big mistake. And not using the brain power of their people, like a lieutenant not filling his or her sergeant in on what the plan is and expecting them just to do what they tell them. You know, you hire people not just for their backbone, especially not anymore in the 21st century. You hire them for their brain power, and you're taking it offline if you don't give them if you don't tell them what you know and what you need to be doing.
Jim, I don't think there is anything more empowering than the boss sharing the secret evil plan with me.
Yeah.
You know, when the boss communicates with me and I'm entrusted with that information, there's nothing you can do to create empowerment and engagement that's stronger than that.
Yeah.
So that communication component right there is so crucial to success within our business of any size, but small businesses in particular. It makes me part of the team. And that's what we're trying to do, empower people. Then they'll do the right thing.
In his book, The Wisdom of Crowds, James Surowiecki, one of the researches that he did was he put five PhDs in a room and gave them a problem to solve. In another room, and I'm paraphrasing a lot of this just to get it done, and he put three PhDs and two high school graduates in another room to solve the same problem. Guess which one which group came up with the best solution?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the five PhDs. Yeah, the wisdom of crowds.
Exactly.
Part of what you're talking about is the wisdom of crowds, isn't it?
Yeah, and we're talking about the people that are closest to the work.
Yeah.
And that's what's crucial. But one thing we have
that's,
to be careful
That's the reason
of
why you should be talking to your truck drivers and your janitor. That's,
yeah.
Well, Jim, we've been hearing about it for a long time, right? Management by walking around, MBWA.
Yeah, exactly right. However, let's be careful. We don't want to put the supervisor and the frontline employee in the seats next to each other to hear the communication, or standing in the hallway next to each other to hear the communication, right? Because what that does is it creates a mob. What we want is the supervisor to be empowered with the information, and then they take it to the frontline employee.
Mm-hmm.
That equation is very important, because if you have the supervisor and the employee together hearing the communication, then we've really cut the supervisor off at their knees.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem. So we want to be very careful in this equation and how we do this. So we're skipping from senior manager directly to the supervisor, not senior manager to everybody in the company.
Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen, jimcantarucci.com. Hey, Jim, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I'll be happy to, Jim, anytime.
We love having you on the show. Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.